Yeah!
It's the Cool Nerd Week Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we are the Cool Nerd Week Show live on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe Radio, for having us live on your radio streams. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. It's the last show of the year.
Yeah. Yay. Finally, 2020 is over. You forgot one. We got to find us at Cannabuzz, Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Okay. This is a big deal. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you for that. I'm the worst at this. yes. Cannabuzz. New app. Well, we've been on there for a while, but really picking up steam now that TikTok is not cutting the mustard for cannabis creators or Instagram. Instagram's been shit in the bed for cannabis creators forever, and Facebook was no hope. So Cannabuzz came along for cannabis content creators and news cannabis news outlets, and there was no censorship, and we could smoke live, and so, which we can do on Instagram, but it's not as free. I don't feel as free as I do when I'm on Cannabuzz. So find us on Cannabuzz, Cool Nerd Weed Show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool Nerd Weed Show on Cannabuzz. It's not trappy like some of these other apps have got. It's like you can do what you want, but I think they've it's just not trappy.
It's not.
I mean, I've had so many people on Instagram trying to sell me fucking lean lately. I'm not
Still. There's still people on Instagram, and that's like why the rules are so crazy on social media apps, because like people are shitty and they're gonna try and take advantage of the access to mass people. I got a fucking DM on my Instagram for mushrooms recently.
Oh yeah. Did you get that one too? Yeah.
I was like, what the, I mean, that must have, yeah. I mean, whatever, like, cool, but
thanks for listening.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm there, I'm with it, but you know, I think selling stuff through social media gets a little dicey. So that's what they want to avoid with all their regulations. But it just winds up becoming censorship, which bums me out to the maxicals. I hate being censored online. I think it's shitty. So especially when it comes to weed, what the fuck? Like, what? Why? You can show people drinking rosé and shit. You can't show people smoking
all
cigarettes.
Day.
And it shouldn't be the same thing because cigarettes are bad.
Mark Zuckerberg, what can you do? So we're over at Cannabuzz.
We're at Cannabuzz, but you know, we're everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
We're literally everywhere. We are everywhere, and it's the end of the year, and we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about a lot of things, actually. We have a pretty action-packed show today for the end of the year listening pleasures.
Pretty ambitious.
It is.
We set pretty ambitious goals for the show for the last one of 2020.
We did. But you know what? I think that's good. I think it's good to be ambitious. Good to go out with a bang. And weed was essential in 2020. 2020 was a big year for the nerds. We had Tommy Chong on the show, Kevin Smith. I mean, we shot our load in 2020.
We did.
It was great.
Like, back to back.
We had a great couple months. Lockdown really worked for us. It was awesome. Everybody was gracious enough to come on. We had a lot of great guests. We had our friends on. We had
the Mowglis.
All sorts of music people. Burt McCracken. We had all our friends from the dispensaries. We had Playboy Playmates on. We had veterans on. We had a really big year. Even though we were just lamenting about how bigger of a year we could have had, we off the air. We were like, meh, we're going to be contenders this year. But we are doing fantastic. And hopefully, if you're listening, you are too. Whenever you're listening, you could be listening to this in a time capsule in the year 2050. And you got to let us know if you can find us.
In the year 2000.
Yeah, that's when you can find us, and maybe this will be a good representative of what's on Earth right now. Imagine.
the Cool Nerd Weed Show tapes were found by the aliens who conquered us. And this was their
this is what they based humanity. man. Or like, they were like, that's, they were like that. Like, we are pretty cool. I mean, I would, if I found us and I was like, this is what humans were like, they seem pretty cool.
They seem cool. Well, I'm sorry. We wiped them out.
That we gave them to our ancestors or whatever aliens would do to us. I don't know. They're always trying to feed us to them, to each other or whatever. Anyway, so first we're going to actually touch on something. Sorry, I got to hit my Puffco.
That's a good idea. What a
first,
you got the full.
I have exotic genetics still in here, which is delicious. Very good. So first we're going to talk about celebrity brands. As we talked about this a little bit last week and the week before, because Jay-Z has come out with his new.
Oh yeah. Expensive. Monogram. Yeah.
Everybody's mad. Has anybody tried it?
I've only seen that one unboxing video, unjarring video. And I don't know anybody that says they smoked it. And I haven't seen any other pictures posted by anybody that may have bought it. Which is odd.
That is a little weird. Okay. But well,
I don't know where it's available.
No, I don't either. So we don't know that. But it had us.
But what we do know.
Yes, what we do know is what we've experienced and had us thinking. What we've experienced and what we liked, what we didn't like, and the general consensus. I mean, it depends. Like, okay, so we could just go down the list if you want. We tried that 2 Chainz gas. A long time ago,
yeah.
2 Chainz gas. Is that still on
there? It came in Octanes. I don't know if he's still around. It was like 95. It was like,
yeah,
exotic.
Good.
It was good. It was really good. Even the, like the 89, which was like the lower level, was fire. I was surprised.
I mean, I think we both were. We were both like,
2 Chainz.
Talk some jazz. Yeah.
Of course.
Who knew 2 Chainz coming through with the fire? Bella Thorne. Who I actually quite enjoy her as a human.
Yes, absolutely. I think
she's very pretty and very, like,
very
charming. I think she has an OnlyFans, but she also has a weed line, and I don't remember. Did I try it? I know I said that we had it in our possession, and you were like, "It's the worst weed."
I tried it and did a review, and then. It showed up one day.
One of our friends had it. Elena, she's been on the show a bunch, and she got it somehow. But I can't remember if I actually smoked it. I think we started to smoke it for like a photo shoot, and you were like super aggravated with it, and you like tossed it away, and like you're like, "We need a real joint," and you like went and you got your joint from your car, and we smoked that instead. So the review was not glowing. That's for sure. I don't think I got to try it. I think you took it away.
It was offensive to my senses. So take it away. God. Take it away. I can't help it. I can't really.
It's why?
When it comes to cannabis, I am who I am.
Love you. Marley.
Bob Marley. We had the Marley Naturals back in the day.
Yeah, we did.
And it was strictly outdoor or greenhouse natural. Yeah. And it was a little way overpriced for outdoor, and it wasn't like, well, it brings us to Willie Nelson, which was like the finest of outdoor.
Right. So that there's the difference. It's like you could do outdoor, be a celebrity brand, which means you're either white labeling or outsourcing to whoever.
But it's somebody's gonna have quality control.
Yeah, and that's the difference. It was a shame because it's Bob Marley. Sorry, took another hit.
That's okay.
Not going anywhere. It's just staying right there. And then Willie Nelson, whoever was running his company, like took the time and found farmers and growers who were like doing it forever and knew what the fuck they were doing. So we did not care for I never really had a Marley's Natural that I could write home about. That was my.
No, then they did their studio line, which was their indoor line, and nobody would even open a jar for me. So that's not a good sign.
No. Oh God, it was probably. Oh my God. Okay, well, it's too bad because Marley, but you know, maybe they'll come back. Wiz Khalifa. What was Wiz? Oh, the Khalifa Kush.
The Khalifa Kush.
So good, love it.
So good.
Fish, shout out Fish. At any time you talk about Khalifa Kush,
It's a big
Fish should
fan.
get like a dollar every time, or more every time, because he backs Khalifa Kush, and he was right as fuck. When
He
he
was.
when I went to
Yeah.
Vegas, I was like, "This is I'm about that," but you can
You
only really
gotta
get
get
it in
that Khalifa
Vegas.
Kush. It's only in Vegas right
You
now,
got to get
Nevada.
it.
I don't know.
If you go to
We
Vegas,
had it in
Nevada.
LA when he first came
First,
out.
first, 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 and then he could
Dropped.
never get it,
First dropped.
and it was so
And then
good,
it was
and then
gone.
it hooked everybody in, and then he went to Vegas, Las Vegas, never to return. Be real, the Cypress Hill
Yeah,
guy.
fuck, be real, Dr. Green Thumb
I don't know why I
himself.
said it like that. You know that young man from the musical group Cypress Hill.
What his
Dr. Green Thumb.
strains,
Well, everything.
Dr. Green
Everything
Thumb,
Dr. Green
everything.
Thumb. Just name a
Yeah,
strain Dr.
the
Green Thumb.
insane OGs and man, that OZK is like,
OZK was so good.
damn. You mean obviously he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Well, they like he didn't they work with Wonder Bread?
They
They did a
did. They
collab.
did. That was a collab. That was the OZK,
And then they did
which
all
was
those
one of our favorites.
beautiful, yeah, like all those beautiful lines of things. That pink, wait, no, that wasn't Dr. Green Thumb. That was Wonder Bread. The pink. What was it? The
The
pink.
Pink Picasso.
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that
That was a
wasn't a
good one.
celebrity line.
That
I'm just
wasn't.
reminiscing about.
Well,
We're
Wonder
gonna talk
Breath's a
about our
celebrity on
favorite.
his own.
We're gonna talk about our favorite strains in the final Huff and Puff. So stay tuned because we're just gonna go. We're gonna go way over midnight. And I'm just gonna let us talk and get in really big trouble. Just kidding. No, we're not. Burner. Well, Burner. Yeah. So Burner is a celebrity.
Obviously,
We
yes.
forget that he actually is a. He was. He is a rapper. But
Hardest working man in showbiz,
you know,
cannabis.
you gotta give it to him. I. It's and it's you know we're allowed to like cookies. You know we're allowed.
I know.
I feel like I
Love
always
it.
have to defend
Love it.
myself when I talk. We
It
can.
holds up. What's in the jar stands up to
You always make me feel
anybody.
better about liking cookies and recommending it because people will be like, well, if I'm in town, what do I get? And I'm like, if you're not worried about being in a crowded space, go to fucking cookies because it won't disappoint you. It's just overwhelming, but it's fucking rude. I wish they delivered.
I know. I had some discount cookies, man. It was even old. It was still fl had flavor.
Yeah.
Like the snowman and all
Yeah.
those.
Anyways, Burner. So
Anyway,
yes, that's
okay.
good.
Okay,
And
Burner.
we're
So
sticking to
yeah,
topic.
we're
We're sticking to topic because Burner is a famous person. We like his.
and his
He's probably our
line is
favorite
fire.
so far. Oh, corrupt. Can't even get it
Corrupt.
out. Corrupt Gotti. Corrupt
Moon
Moon
rocks.
Rocks. I don't know why that made me laugh. His Moon Rocks is Moon Rocks, and people have a special place in their heart for Moon Rocks. It's not my cuppa, personally. So,
No.
but that's me.
They never burned right for me, no matter how I
Ever.
did it. I try to roll them in a blunt. There's
No.
no way you're putting it in a joint.
Hell
Even
no.
like putting it in a pipe is like
It tastes
a
like fire a
bomb.
little bit. Like it
Tastes a
burnt.
little burny.
Because you know you're trying to do a dab in a flower hit, and there's one. There's like on you know. It's one thing to top your bowl with hash or concentrate. It's another thing to like make sausage out of weed, and I feel like that's what Moon Rocks were. They was just like it was like everything, but the kitchen sink was in there, and it just burned icky for me every time I had Moon Rocks from Corrupt. Because other people came out with different versions of their own Moon Rocks. You can make your own Moon Rocks. I mean, you did, you
Yeah.
do, and they're always better, always way better. They'll fuck you up. They'll get you really, really high.
Be so lit.
But
So lit.
just.
I tried to smoke a moon rock, a blunt full of moon rocks on the
Oh
way
my
to
God, I would throw
a
up.
Kings game. And yeah, I made it like, I don't know, halfway through and then I ended up giving it to a bum.
Oh my God, that's not a good review.
What's up?
So corrupt moon rocks, give it to a bum. Woogoo vapes, woogoo. Did I
Wugu,
ever
they
wind
were.
up trying the woogoo? my life for me.
They were trying to reinvent the wheel with their vape. Or yes. You had to stab it. You had to like,
yeah.
It had, came with that sharp, pointy thing, and you had to like stab a hole through it. Absolutely. And then.
Oh, yeah. They were trying. Yeah. I don't know what they were trying.
They had a heavy presence at one of the High Times cannabis cups 1 year.
I think they tried to do, didn't they try to do like a strain of flower too? Like, I thought they were like trying to re-come out.
It was mostly vape that I saw, but they should have came up with a flower.
I thought there was like a limit. I don't know. I thought there was like a test line coming out. I could have made that up. I could have been some bootleg. I might have been. Jimmy Buffett vapes?
Yes. I can't remember the name of his company, but he owns a company in Florida.
Oh, yeah. You told me.
And he's got a medical vape out, and they come in like tropical flavors. And yes, I think this one tasted like a pina colada.
That's very silly.
But it was very silly. It was
it got you high.
Strictly vape.
Oh, like it wasn't weed.
It was like I'm sure a distillate, but it was pretty like it had a nice color, but it was flavored for sure.
So it was like a heavy, no, not like a heavy hitter. It was like a, what was those vapes that we used to get that were like,
there was like brass was like knuckles.
Most, yeah, where it just tasted like sweet pineapple.
Or like the.
Those get you high though.
I did. It worked. And it all, and then I tasted like I drank a pina colada. Generally, am
I? I don't know if I can abide, but yeah. So we did. We have tried a lot of celebrity brands. That's the moral of that story. Is we've been around the block. So come at us with your $75 0.4 grams. What is this 0.4 business either? Like, why isn't it an eighth of weed? Why is it?
It's a 4 gram. So it's like,
yeah,
you get
4 grams, but not 0.4.
You get an extra.
I'm saying 0.4.
Get an extra half.
Why?
I don't know.
Just why?
Just to be.
Just like, give us regular drug dealer measurements. Like I don't know.
You know, people started ruining it out there where they're like, oh, "Are you how much do your eighths weigh?" You're like, "It's an eighth, 3.5 grams."
That's
like,
how
well,
much
it you
weighs.
Do 5 gram eighths. That's not an eighth.
Yeah. You know, it's not. You can't call it an eighth. But that's so, like if you're a dispenser, you're running a special. So it's like calling something like it's like a buy one, get one. Like the other one isn't free. But you know what I mean? I don't know. It's like common selling. But I don't know. People forget how to act when they're buying. Or I don't know about it anymore. But and we had to do a whole show, remember, on dispensary etiquette.
Yeah, we should revisit that every like 6 episodes.
We did for a while. We were just like, okay, just so you know, stop acting dumb when you go to a dispensary. We don't like it. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Don't ask for the big nugs, for God's sakes. Well, now that's not even an option. You can't even ask
you can't
to
even.
Smell it anymore. What a bummer.
That's a bummer.
Anyway, speaking of bummers, New Jersey, just bummering it up.
New Jersey.
We thought we
What's
were in the
happening?
Clear here. We've been talking about this because I've been here, and also I'm from here, but I'm staying in New Jersey, right by about like 20 minutes outside of New York City for the holidays.
It's a beautiful view.
I love it. It's my hood. It's where I grew up, and never did I think I'd have an opportunity to legally buy weed here. This is fucking crazy. So I am not surprised that this shit is stalling out, but like it's very confusing for people who are following it, who kind of like don't understand what's happening, because it does. It sounds like, I mean, it's just little parts of the writing of the bill that is getting like hit.
Yeah,
up.
They Murphy, Governor Murphy.
Well, he wants.
So there's
in.
A few little wrinkles. In the legislation that they've got to work out before they officially legalize the personal use and decriminalization of cannabis. Mm-hmm. So, like, what are these little wrinkles? And they, you know, time is actually running out, and a lot of people are saying that Governor Murphy should sign something. Before the first, because it's supposed to happen on January 1st.
Oh, yeah. Like,
and then
introduce itself or some shit.
Yeah, and then but make some amendment that says he can amend, he can add these things after the first, but let's get the nuts, some of the, let's lay some of the
For sure.
groundwork in New Jersey.
And I think that's what they want to do. I think that's what the majority of people want to do. The issue right now, they're saying, I mean, before it was the mushrooms thing. Now they try the mushrooms thing, they tried to like slide in, and you can buy mushrooms on the bill when they were forming it last month, which was stupid. And then people in the state senate were like, wait, we didn't nobody voted on mushrooms, which is fair. I wish nobody cared and it was fine because I love mushrooms, but I digress. So now it's people under 21, how the decriminalization law will apply to them. And Governor Murphy wants it to be like alcohol. You have, it's like adult use, you know, and that's kind of, I don't know. Well, okay, so alcohol. What's out? What you know? What out? You said you had that up.
Oh
So
yeah,
if Murphy
alcohol.
wants it to be
So
like alcohol, if you found weed on a per or under 21, what would the penalties be for de
the
for?
penalty for as long as you're not, if you're not driving a car, if you're not driving,
Right.
driving's a whole nother thing.
Sure.
But let's say you're drunk and in public and you're underage,
Okay.
$500 fine.
Okay.
And suspended or postponement of your driving privileges for 6 months.
That's intoxicated in
That's
public.
if you're committing this crime in a motor vehicle. $500 fine. I think if you're driving, that's going to double a few things up.
Yeah. I think that's a big no. Well,
But just consumption or possession, fine of 250 for the first offense, 350 for second, and then suspension of driving. So,
pretty standard.
but then like if you're an adult and you provide alcohol for a minor, then you're like looking at some other things. It's $1,000
Yeah.
unless you're having a party and you're somebody
Well,
leaves
so
the
it's
house
like
and
if you're underage, you can't smoke weed, basically, is what the law
they're
is.
trying to deter you and
I
deter
mean, isn't
anybody
that
from
kind of
giving
what
it
it
to
is
you.
in California?
Yeah,
I mean, even
I
if like you
suppose.
can't give somebody
You're
underage
not supposed
weed.
to. Yeah, it's a.
I mean, it's now against the law. Well, yeah, unless you have a medical reason, because 21 and
Yeah,
over.
it's 18 for
I think
medical
that's
in most
just going to
states.
be the way you're going to please everybody. Like, I'm not super stoked that it has to be like compared to alcohol, but I think that's just the easiest way for people to
To understand what
understand
not to do.
and just call it a day and like move forward with the fucking bill because it's going to be the first and then they're not going to be able to get it through. And that'll be a bummer because people voted on it that live here. So I'd be pissed if I voted on it and it was like doing this. I'd be so annoyed with my government that to for that to happen. So, you
Yeah,
know.
the clock's ticking
Get it
and
together.
get it together, New Jersey.
Damn it. So who knows? I don't know. It's like very close to New Year's. So this show is being broadcast live on IW Radio on the 28th of December 2020. So we'll know in a few days if it's happening, but it doesn't sound so good.
It's a, unless they come back and do some sort of la end of the year emergency. I don't know, is it an emergency? Usually everybody's on vacation by now. Our government's like just faltering, flailing
Yeah,
at the end of 2020.
I mean, it's not like they had a real grip on anything to begin with this year, but
What do you
I don't know. It would
expect?
be great if that would get pushed through, and it would be not, you know, then you could get things started and dispensaries can open and it won't be a shit show like it is for most other states when they go recreational. And before, like, most other states have a pretty solid medicinal program in place. I still am not quite sure how to go. Like, I wonder, because I have a residence here now, if I could get my medical card and see how that goes. I was gonna look into that because I don't know if I need, because I'm not on like the because our electricities and stuff like come through our lease. So I might just need a copy of our lease like we used to do in the olden days in California. Yeah. I'm not sure if they need it to be like on, I need to have a New Jersey license. Because in California, you can have, they changed that really quick right before recreational. Remember, there was like a year, like, or 6 months of like people.
Oh, yeah. You had to
actually get California license.
A California ID.
Yeah. So you were kind of cowboy if you didn't do it that way. So many people hated me because I had to tell them to go home or go
to the DMV.
Or go to the fucking perennial where they're not where they're not checking. And they did. And they'd be like, you know where I could go? I'd be like, yeah, just go across the street.
Yeah, yeah. Down the street. What are you gonna make
do?
A right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to do that. I'll check and see if maybe I get in on that sweet Jersey medical weed. Well, I can't imagine it would be anything to write home about, but I'd like to try it and see how the process is out here.
You can go to safeaccessnow.org to find any state how you can become legal for medical use.
I'm thinking.
They've got all the information. I'll send you a link.
Thanks. Thanks, yes. Safeaccess.org, right?
Yes.
Because I hear it's really easy here. I hear you don't have to go through like rigmarole like I thought you did. I think in New York, I know in New York, it's like a whole thing. And there's nowhere to go in New York. I think there's one.
Yeah, like Florida, it's a whole.
They have it down in Florida, it seems. Like
they do. I think it's, they've got a lot of the broad conditions. But once you're clear, you're good for like 2 years.
So that's pretty convenient. Okay. Well, get it together, New Jersey. And I'm sick of you shit. I wish we could have gone into the new year saying New Jersey, I had faith, but I don't. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and, oh yeah, this is fun. We'll talk about our predictions for the new year.
Excellent.
We'll be right back.
Gummies, I got gummies. Do you want some gummies? It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Yeah, we're back. That's TS.
And we're back. That's Sasha.
And we're the Cool Nerd Weed Show. And we are live on Adobe Radio right this very second. Follow us on Twitter @Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram and Cannabuzz at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Download all your favorite social media apps and find us on them. I don't know why that made me laugh how I said that.
We need one app to rule them all.
It would be nice. There's so many of them. We're on TikTok too. We're on TikTok, but I'm trying to be more active and make videos that entertain mostly just me. But you know,
you're pretty entertaining.
Thanks. I mean, we do a whole show together. I would hope you think so. This would be a pretty weird time for you to tell me you think I'm boring.
No, you are very entertaining.
You suck. I don't think you're funny, Sasha. I'm taking this show on the road. Is that why you got a computer? You're trying to break off from the Cool Nerd Weed Show and go solo?
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. This is TS and then what? TS.
And it's me, TS.
I'm on both screens, talking to myself.
Well, I'm glad that we are together. I wouldn't know what to do without you either, too. here to take on weed in 2021. Well, one day we will be on the same coast again. We spent a lot of this year not on the same coast, which was kind of a bummer.
I know, we...
Nerds work better when they're together.
We're together, yeah.
Like the Wonder Twins.
But we're still here. We're still doing it.
We are we're just as good. We're just not sharing a joint. I do miss sharing a joint with you though, bud.
Yeah. It's been 2020 has been a weird year.
Yeah, but
we're almost there.
I like how the clock's going to strike midnight and just everything's going to be
everything's over. Poof.
Yeah,
it'll be.
It never happened. Like time's gonna erase. Like we'll be a year younger.
It'll be me from my tracksuit to my tuxedo.
Yeah, I'll have no makeup.
Back
on
to business casual.
Pants and I'll snap my fingers, have eyelashes on, ready for a photo shoot, and then Donnie Darko,
the rabbit comes up. Yeah, during one snap, the rabbit.
Anyway, I've been saying anyway a lot lately.
Okay.
So I have to stop saying that. Stop saying that. That's my resolution for 2021. So this Leafly article is pretty comprehensive.
There's a lot in here. We can cherry pick our favorites.
That's a weed term for people who don't know that. Cherry pick. An industry term. Okay. Well, Leafly predicted that they would deschedulize weed, and they did not in the Senate. They said that they were going to last year. Whoever wrote this was like, it seems like they took an Adderall and like really went in.
they went in deep.
Yeah, which I love. I love it. But yeah, they thought weed was going to be legal across the nation. I did too for a second, but it's clear it can't even get it together in New Jersey, let alone the entire United States. So we'll see. So Leafly, according to Leafly, and you actually, you had predictions too, right? Or no?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I had high hopes for 2020 and cannabis being rescheduled, declassified in 2020, but that faded. And I don't know. I'm skeptical about 2021 as actually federally changing anything federally. Maybe 2022 when things settle down.
Well, this says, but, that, yeah, the, that was, yeah, that sounds more likely and let's be realistic about it, I think. But that doesn't mean that weed isn't going to keep progressing, because it obviously is.
It's state by state. Yeah. More and more states are coming on board. This is one thing that I really love that stuck out for me, that we're making more advances on the rare cannabinoids.
Like the
CBG. Such. Yeah, and CBN. And a lot of people are talking about Delta 8.
Yes, they are.
And
yeah. Delta 8 is a really good way to get your cannabinoids through edibles if you are not trying to smoke it and get high.
a Delta 8 gummies are available, and I know Delta 8 flour is available, and
we like the
New
Delta
York.
8. I get a different. I mean, it's a different high. It's just it's not like a stony like high. It's different. It hits totally different parts of your brain.
It was the Guild. The Guild. Did Doctor Who.
Doctor Who
was a Delta 8.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Ooh, love the Guild. So there's a lot of science stuff happening.
A lot more science stuff.
We love
happening.
It. We're here for it. Let's do it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, let's get into the brains of people because that's where cannabis thrives is in the cannabinoids. So let's get there. I'm so excited. Okay, they're also predicting marijuana lifestyle trends, which we kind of talked about a little bit in the beginning of the show. Celebrities are going to be celebritying. So Gwyneth Paltrow is in it. Weed lounges will be probably more prominent.
I hope the weed lounges come back.
Yeah.
And seshes.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's going to take some time.
Yes, because there's a lot of coughing and it's not a time to be coughing.
In public.
Fingers crossed it'll get there. They're saying that like CBD, which we love the CBD, but we did have a lot of problems with how the last couple years CBD was handled with the hemp law and all those things. So they're saying like it'll probably become more fine-tuned, like it'll be taken more seriously, I guess. Like it won't just be, you know, gas station CBD, but it'll also probably be like more big pharma is going to cash in on CBD and big companies. I mean, you can see makeup companies and stuff like that. Like my husband was like, it says cannabis right on the TV. And I was like, yes, it can. Yeah, like it's cause they'll be like a cannabis sativa and you know, my like mascara, or whatever. So
I've seen that ad for the hemp oil on CNN.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean,
we're the world's number one hemp oil. You're like, I've never heard of you.
No, that's, and you know, so that's going to keep
it's a lot. It's a huge claim. Yeah.
It's going to keep that. There's going to be more world's number one hemp oils. It says, yeah, they'll price like in terms of prices. I think it's just going to be the same in all this. Like it's going to be high. You know what I mean? Like compassionate care is a thing of the past. So, and it seems reasonably priced in other states. Like I feel like even in California, you're gonna go to Cookies and you're gonna spend what you're gonna spend, or you can order it on Grassdoor and get everything you need to get for under $100. So
yeah,
you have options. So there will be options, but like we were talking about in the show, where we were talking about off the air, we were talking about Wonder Bread and how like it's really, you know, a shame that we smoked it because we're totally ruined, because it's like, it's like having caviar and then eating like McDonald's fries, which isn't that bad, like because I love McDonald's fries, but like, and I love all week
eating caviar yesterday, and today I'm having a filet of fish.
Yeah, which, you know, no diss on filet of fish. Love filet of fish. I love all week.
Guilty is charged.
It's just not the same if it's not Wonder Bread. So we would like to start smoking Wonder Bread again. It's been a long time.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Is to start
smoke
Wonder
more
Bread.
Wonder Bread.
Smoke more. That's a good one. So now they're saying for like federal reform, which is like what everybody cares about, is like, when do you think it's going to happen for the country? They're saying probably it looks like it'll, because Joe Biden was like, I'm all about the science with weed. So they'll probably push for more expansion on medical cannabis reform so that they can study it, which
that
is
that
fine.
Bill went through,
yeah.
I believe
the additional
good
one.
News.
Allow it, like,
yes,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, like it won't be descheduled, but they can at least
could be studied,
and they'll reintroduce the MORE Act.
We'll have to be hopefully under a new Senate. Under the new Senate.
Well. That's,
we'll
that's
see. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. But yeah. let's hope so. But and I still have. I'm not. I don't even believe that anything's real until Inauguration Day. So it's just too. All of it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
So.
We'll, We'll cover that in 2021. We'll see if we're still here.
But at least, at the very least, the medicinal stuff is in there. So they're going to do more research on it. Not complete deschedulization level research, but at least the medicinal really bill will be there. And a lot of state level stuff is going to happen. Jersey is still fucking up, obviously, but New York, if New Jersey gets with it, New York will probably just copy what New Jersey did, because there's just no way. I mean, there's no way that they can not.
There'll be a lot of traffic into New Jersey if once New
there's
York
already
does
a
it
lot to, of traffic into New Jersey. Please don't say that the 495 is already a fucking mess. No,
at capacity.
I mean, listen, going to my first New Jersey dispensary is going to be the best day of my life. So I can't wait. And yeah, New York is probably going to go. But again, we don't know. We don't know what the fuck is happening. So this could be very late 2021 that shit is going to happen. Connecticut, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, all those guys are all going to be
considering
working that
adult
shit out.
Use.
So 2022 will be a big year for the collective United States in cannabis. Things on the state level.
If we add like 4 or 5 more states.
I mean, it's
going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Maryland, they don't think 2021 Maryland's going to do it. They're saying equity programs hopefully will be expanded, which would be good, because that's the real allure. I always say that of all these bills is social equity and expunging records. So they're doing it, you know, their people are getting slowly but surely expunged in states in which they were sponged. So I guess the vape flavor bans are going to come back, and they're going to be tighter on, they're just going to be tighter on vapes, because who knows, that could have been coronavirus. We don't know.
We don't know. There was speculation early on.
That was kind of crazy. I mean, I don't
it
think
was.
So. But
the vape crisis that happened.
The vape crisis was the same symptoms as
SARS.
SARS. So that's all interesting stuff. But, you know, vapes are icky.
Especially
vapes,
with the.
I mean, but weed vapes could be good. We were just talking about weed vapes that could be decent. I mean, I've been puffing on a select vape for a while. Vapes could be good. They're just usually not. And they should be tighter. Like, restrictions should be tighter on them. And they should be good. Like, in theory, you should be able to have a good vape. And you have a Puffco.
Yeah.
You have a portable Puffco now. But not everybody has good friends like you do.
My Puffco Plus, it just ran out of batteries finally.
Oh, no. For the final Huff and Puff, what are you going to do?
I've got my backup. Nice. I've got a backup plan.
I mean, any true stoner does. So business. Okay. So yeah, I mean, business is going to be good for cannabis. Like, this year has proven that it's recession proof and pandemic proof pretty much, because it was deemed essential and business got better. I mean,
growth in the cannabis
wrong.
Industry.
It was still shitty up. For people. People who worked at dispensaries, their hours got cut. People who were growing I mean, everything was rough. It suffered, but it still increased, which is crazy. No other business can say that, really, except for cannabis, which is wild.
Cannabis and Amazon.
And Zoom. that was great. That was good news. That was very good news for us. And Florida. Oh, okay. They're predicting Florida is going to overtake Washington and Colorado to become the second biggest cannabis market next to California.
Even with medical only.
That's interesting. We were just saying Florida has it together.
Yeah, they do.
I know a lot of people who go home and visit Florida, and they're always very happy. So that's exciting stuff. Good for you, Florida. Never thought again, something I never thought I'd say. But yeah, we don't, and it's like hard to know about like stock exchanges and shit, because it's not public here really. And it's not like Canada where, you know,
yeah, people,
it's just different.
People ask me about the cannabis stocks all the time. I can't really give any good advice on
That's
it.
not
It's
our
like,
forte
just,
either. Like, we're
yeah.
more industry people
Do you
who are the worker, like worker ants. We're not like the people who
just do
make the
due
money.
diligence on any company
Any
before you
stock you're
invest
gonna
in?
invest in. Yeah, I
Before
can't.
you make any investment, you should do your due
You shouldn't
diligence.
be
Because
asking
for fuck's sake, yeah. Don't call me for advice. I mean,
the
I'll charge you, but fuck. I'm not, there's no guarantees.
So in Canada in 2021, it's just gonna get good for them. It's gonna be great. They're just flourishing up there. Mexico is adult use. It's slowly getting to adult use, but it's not there yet with Mexico. It's there, but not there. 'Cause it's just that I guess it's just.
It's just, it's there. They don't think they're gonna have storefronts just yet.
But it is okay. Like, it's like very low level crime there, which you can feel that when you're there. Man, I want to go back to Mexico. I actually really miss it. I really like it there. So those are Leafly's predictions for 2021, which are good. They all sound good. You know, everything by all accounts, even though it was a year of madness for everybody, including the cannabis industry, for all intents and purposes. Even though we found scattered work, you know, like there was work here and there, but and we were willing to do certain kinds, I'm sure. I'm
Yes.
sure if we wanted to go back to our old dispensary doing our old jobs, we probably could have. It just would have been a different experience, and we were not willing to do that just yet. And I think 2021 will bring us more job opportunities in different capacities. Like, maybe we can be a music producer for no, video producer.
A video producer of for 3K a week. For a suspect cannabis company that's not even in this state, asking people to asking people that's fucking awesome.
Subscribe to their
You
YouTube.
subscribe to their YouTube to apply for this job is mandatory.
So you never know. It could be the land
There's
of
people in the
opportunity for
comments that
us.
are like posting their resumes. I'm like, this is insane.
That's the
These fools.
landscape.
Okay. Okay, so you get video producers for cannabis companies. I got morgue driver sent to
That
me
sounds fun. That doesn't sound fun. It sounds
in
horrible.
my Indeed.
That's pretty funny. That's
Mortuary driver.
pretty
Okay.
funny. Oh my God, that's such a bummer. I would be so sad to get that. On that note, we're gonna take a quick break and come back with our favorite stuff of the year. Oh man. Yeah, our favorites of the year. We'll be right back.
I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
Woo! We're back. It's the Cool Nerdy Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And it's the final Huff and Puff of the year. Of the year. You have 2020.
Goodbye.
Yeah, yes. Deuce is 2020. Took a dick. I mean, listen, I am an isolationist. Less than you. Way less than you. So,
yes, I like to get out there.
I do not. So this taught me a lot about what, be careful what you wish for. Because a lot of times I'd be like, I just never want to talk to another person again. Especially after, you know, when you're at a dispensary and you're talking to like 800 people a day, you just want to like bury your head.
You just want to chill out.
I don't want to chill out anymore.
Sit in silence or listen to music.
No, I don't want that. I want to go to sessions and 420s and High Times and the Adobe Studio Lounge. So that'll happen in 2020.
I miss the studio for sure. I miss our smoking lounge and the studio.
We have smoked a lot of things up there. We have accomplished a lot of things up there. And we smoked some good stuff.
That's for sure.
We smoked some good stuff up there. So
what are you smoking now?
Oh, God, I don't even. I love my dog. The Insane OG.
Okay.
No, Cypress OG. Cypress.
I've got the cereal milk.
Cereal milk, one of the big strains of this year.
Cannabiotics, a little sugar.
Cannabiotics was always good.
Always terpy.
Very fairly priced too. Cannabiotics was always like the $4 one. They were good. Or that $4 one. So what would you say your favorite strains, and you can speak for both of us. If I can think of something else from this year. Not the gelati, because that was last year. But from this year that you don't cover, I'll chime in.
Okay.
With a haven't even heard of.
I started making a list, but then there's a few things that stuck out in 2020 that we smoked, consumed. One was the Orange Sunset by Wonder Bread. Their flower was really something special. And a lot of people think that that orange terp was kind of played out, but I don't know, not for me.
I always liked the orange terp. I felt like it wasn't done well, like
it just tasted
a little dirty, like dirt. This tasted like sun-kissed. It tasted like you were smoking sun-kissed.
It was like an orange crush. Yeah, so terpy. Delicious, like all the way down to the end.
Like if you're watching the final Huff and Puff on Instagram, you're gonna see my mouth water and my eyes roll up in my head.
You dropped a little birthday gift to me as I was coming back to LA.
You were back from
to the apocalypse.
Oh, you were back from, I hadn't seen you for months, and it was your birthday and you were isolating, and I had to get you some good California weed.
And that was something special.
A dispensary. Yeah. No, I didn't. I ordered it
to get me some Wonder Bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was another one? Oh, Gary Payton.
We're still on flower. We got Gary Payton closer to the beginning of the year, like before the pandemic hit. That's when I first tried it, wasn't it? And like
it was. Yeah. I thought we had it. I think we picked it up once or twice.
Yeah, I got it a few times. It was better the first time, I think. But all the times I've gotten it, it's been pretty good. That was a good strain.
I don't know what the it's an OG cross somewhere, and there's cookies. It's like one of those perfect crosses. Both an OG and a cookie strain.
I like it. I do like that one a lot. I'm trying to think.
Let's see. That's some concentrates. We had a flan from Blue River.
That was this year. Was it this year?
It was. Early in the year.
Oh, good. That was good.
Around the time, just before we went to Disneyland.
Okay. Yeah. That was tasty as hell. That was yummy. Blue River.
That was delicious. The exotic is worth a mention.
Definitely worth a mention right here. Exotic genetics always coming through since back in the day, but now in the legal market, still coming through.
Still coming through.
The adult use market. Yeah, like just very happy with exotics.
I had the Greasy Tina recently, and that was just delicious.
I'm sure that's greasy. What I have. that's what I've been smoking. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure that's why I'm making you do this, because I can't remember the names of anything. And I'm like, I'm supposed to. Do you have any more products that you like? What about, Lagunitas was last year.
That's what I was really getting the timeline confused. Yeah. So I tried to like right
things
after.
Are blending. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. I'm glad you're sticking to the timeline. Yeah, I think you covered the best strains that we've had this year and the best products that we've had this year. So best shop that you think we've
the best shop that I'm going to have to say
of the year.
Even though we don't get a chance to make it out there that often, Dr. Green Thumb.
That was a great shop.
Was the total experience from just, you know, just being checked in to
eating
the bartenders was fun.
It was pretty bad.
And all the products, man, they've got all of the fire.
Yeah, all the fire.
All of it.
Yeah, the security guard was super cool, super friendly. It sticks out. There's a picture of us on our Instagram from there too. We were clearly very happy. And they have all the goods, all the good goods.
Everything you want as a cannabis connoisseur.
Indeed.
Everything. Has been finally curated by Be Real and Company.
Definitely pay. Like, I know we gave a lot of respect to Burner, but gotta give it to Be Real and the Cypress folks. They don't fucks around when it comes to smoking. They never did. They were always pretty true to that. So they win. They win best shop. Is there anything that product wise? Well, you like your Puffco Pro. Oh no, what air? What is it? I don't know.
the Puffco Plus.
Plus, yeah. Yes,
I love
cool
it.
Product, yeah. But that's like that's not really a new concept, I guess.
No, but it's like an instant vape. It's like I'm like instant.
So it's like
one of these,
but better.
It's way better than a G Pen.
Okay.
It heats up really fast right away.
Yay! Can't wait to try it.
Oh, and we'll back it up really quick. Another thing on the Blue River website is it tells you what setting to set your various devices
you love that.
And temperatures to.
TS with is a big nerd when it comes to those. He's taught me.
Temperature, it's very, well. Very important.
As you should be. You should be a nerd about those things. That's the science. It is now the end of the show.
Last
show.
The end is near, and so I face
did this last year
the final curtain.
It's just gonna be a tradition that I let you sing that, sadly. But thank you for hanging out with us all fucking year. We really needed you, and you were there for us.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you and continuing to grow with the nerds and us as individuals, but we're not really individuals. We're pretty TS and Sasha. So we appreciate everybody that loves us for us and the show and Adobe Radio. Never will be able to stress how much we love you enough. Thank you for giving us this year and the opportunity to be here this year when so fucking many people lost the opportunity to do what they love. We got to like expand what we love. So that was like pretty cool. So we're really lucky and we know how lucky we are. And the next time we talk, it will be a new year. And it will be just like nothing ever happened. And weed will be legal and music will be free. And I don't know. I'm just saying all good things. And and it will be wonderful. And we are very excited to spend the next forever years with you. Have a very happy and safe new year from the nerds. And
happy new year. Don't panic.
It's organic. Happy new year.
Yeah.